This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. My brothers and sisters in Islam, Ramadan is not over yet. Even though we passed the 27th night, which is the most hoped night to be Laylatul Qadr. However, don't get caught up in this discussion of when Laylatul Qadr is. These are last 10 nights and there are still days and nights remaining of Ramadan. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that the entire month of Ramadan is the month in which the doors of the heavens are open. Also, the doors of the paradise are open. And also the doors of the hellfire are closed and the devils are still chained. We are still in these blessed hours and days and nights of Ramadan. So make the most of it. And also, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that Laylatul Qadr could be in the last 10 nights, in one of the odd nights of the last 10 nights. So we still have a opportunity of perhaps Laylatul Qadr being tomorrow night, the 29th night. In another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Iltamisuha fi akhir laylatin min Ramadan." Seek Laylatul Qadr in the last night of Ramadan. So there are many people that have come to the end of their worship, have finished their worship, and they are just waiting for Al-Eid. The true believer that is seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure and seeking Allah azza wa jal's love and seeking reward from Allah does not end until his life comes to an end. Ramadan is still with us. So these nights and these days of Ramadan are still opportunities to earn complete forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is still an opportunity to have your neck freed from the fire. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, for every night and every day of Ramadan, Allah azza wa jal frees people from the fire. And you don't know if you have earned the complete forgiveness and been freed from the fire. There are some people that were freed from the fire from the very first night of Ramadan. Some people earned complete forgiveness of their sins and were freed from the fire on the third night of Ramadan. Some on the 15th. Some perhaps will earn this on the last night of Ramadan. You don't know. You don't know exactly when you'll earn this. So the obligation upon us all is to take every moment of Ramadan seriously and to make the most of every minute and every day and every night of Ramadan. So bring back this attitude of deep worship, bring back the serious attitude and envelop yourself in these last nights of Ramadan with worship. Accompany yourself with Al-Qur'an. This is the best thing we could be doing in these remaining nights. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Man qama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaba, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbihi." The one who stands in prayer out of faith, believing that there's such a thing called night prayers of Ramadan, wa ihtisaba, and seeking the reward from Allah, then such a person, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbihi, his past sins would be forgiven. So this hadith already highlights to us how we're supposed to be spending the nights of Ramadan, especially these last nights that are coming, the 29th night, and we're in the 28th now, 29th, and the last night of Ramadan. Stand them in worship. This is the best thing you could be doing on these nights. Continue your salat, continue your prayers. Salamun hiya hatta matla'il fajr, until al-fajr. This is all an opportunity. Wa inna as-salat, what do? We read Quran and adhkar and dua. Therefore, this is the best thing to do. If you, the one standing in salat, he earns more reward than the one sitting. If you can't stand, sit. If you cannot sit, lay down and pray. But don't neglect the salat altogether and come to a complete stop on that. Continue this. Bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to grant us reward, to grant us the paradise, to free our necks from the fire, to forgive us for our sins and our shortcomings. End your Ramadan with istighfar. Seek Allah Azza wa Jal's forgiveness and make abundant istighfar during these last moments of Ramadan. seek istighfar for the shortcomings that have taken place in Ramadan. And one last thing you conclude your Ramadan with is Zakat al-Fitr. Do not forget Zakat al-Fitr that you pay. Essentially, it's supposed to be 2.5 kilos, approximately one sa' is 2.5 kilos of staple food to the poor and the needy. And Zakat al-Fitr purifies your fasting. It cleans you from your sins. So we still have plenty more hours to go before Al-Eid commences. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us forgiveness and acceptance. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.